Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports on a Sunday morning continues. Good to be with you. What a gorgeous day it is outside here in downtown St. Louis. And the sun came up another day for the St. Louis Blues. After getting blasted last night, 8-1 by the Capitals, they need something to go their way. And that is a beautiful day. They also had some nice uniforms, Andy Strickland. That's about it. The FanDuel Sports Network analyst and reporter joins us now. It's great to have you. How are you?
Couldn't be better, Tommy, although we've seen better days. Listen, at least the sun is up, like you said. You know, you turn the page, you hope to forget about that one. I don't remember the last time we saw a game like that on home ice. Unfortunately, we've seen a couple of those games already this season, but the first one at home, that was tough to watch.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. Maybe you can explain it a little bit more to me. Now, what I kept telling people was you're going to have to grow with this team, learn and understand that it's going to be a roller coaster type season. But there are some times where they're just non-competitive, Andy, and that is cause for concern. I mean, 8-1 is 8-1.
Yeah, 8-1 is 8-1. And listen, Washington's gotten off to a great start. They're playing with a ton of confidence right now. And, you know, Alexander Ovechkin has really galvanized that team. You know, talking to a couple of the players yesterday, from Washington. I mean, they're all rallying around this whole chase for Wayne Gretzky's record. You know, this guy gets two more yesterday, Tom. Now he's 31 shy from passing Gretzky. I mean, could he do it this year? And what are these numbers going to look like when it's all said and done? I mean, he's going to get to 900. Will he get to 1,000 goals? I mean, what is his stat line going to look like in the record book once he hangs them up? I mean, this guy can still play at a high level. He can shoot the puck as well as anybody in the league. He knows how to find the open spots, and other players around him know how to get him the puck. You know, their power play had been terrible. It looked a little better yesterday when you look at Washington. You know, so Heritage Night, the uniforms for the Blues. Binnington didn't have his best game. And you're right. Listen, they're trying to find that identity. A bunch of different players, you know, kind of coming into the mix, you know, to begin the season. And I really felt like coming into the year was, hey, it's going to take some time. And what was it going to look like? You know, who's going to be able to play with who? Is this guy a center? Is this guy a winger? And how is it all going to come together? And, you know, then you get hit by the injury bug, right? That makes things a little bit difficult when you don't have your best player in Robert Thomas. Philip Broberg on the back end obviously got off to a great start, and he's one of your best players. So you don't have them. But you've been able to beat some good teams like Toronto and Tampa Bay without those guys in your lineup. But for me, it comes down to effort. The effort wasn't good enough yesterday, specifically in the third period. I mean, they went into the third period. It was a 3-1 game. So it was right there for them to get a goal and jump right back into it and get the crowd behind them on a Saturday night. You got these early starts, the crowd's into it. And it just didn't happen. I mean, they just got absolutely destroyed in that third period.
Yeah, and whoever was still hanging around booed them as they skated off the ice. Andy Strickland is with us, always has done such a great job breaking this team down, and you know these players as well as anybody. I just wonder, how many games have they gotten away with Jordan Binnington being great? Do you see it that way? I mean, have they won some games because of him? And on nights where, you know, he's not going to be as sharp, they're going to lose the game? Is that part of it as well?
No, I think it's a great point, and I 100% agree with you. Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to be their best player. I think he is their best player. You know, I said Robert Thomas a few minutes ago, and obviously he's your best skater. But, you know, Jordan Binnington is he's one of those guys that can really cover up a lot of your mistakes and a lot of your deficiencies. You know, you look at the youth you have on your third pair, on your back end right now. And I shouldn't even say youth when it comes to Scotty Perunovic, because I think he's 26 years old, but he's young in terms of game experience with the injuries he's dealt with. But he scored his first career NHL goal yesterday, so that was a positive. But Matthew Kessel still trying to find his way because of the injuries. You know, you've got, you know, P.O. Joseph sliding up the lineup. He's not a top four defenseman. He was minus four in yesterday's game. I think that's the second time this season he's been a dash four in a game. You can't have that in the NHL. But again, he's playing extended minutes, and they're trying to stretch him as much as they possibly can without having a guy like Broberg in the lineup. And people forget that Torrey Krug's out of the lineup as well. Listen, I know there's been some negativity surrounding Torrey Krug, but you'd love to have a guy like him with his experience and his ability to play the NHL game in the lineup right now. Obviously, you're not going to have him. But Binnington, listen, and Joel Hofer too. Hofer's had some real strong games this year as well. You know, he got the start in that game in Ottawa, so obviously that's one game you want to throw out the window. But there's been other games where he has been the best player on the ice, and he has made some saves that have probably covered up some mistakes and allowed the team to at least get a point, or in some cases 2 points, and win the game. But Binnington, you know, he has that ability, and he's the one guy, Tom, I don't worry about Jordan Binnington. Like, he'll shake this off. He'll come back. He'll be ready to play. This guy's a true pro, and he still has his eyes set on, you know, making that Team Canada Four Nations roster too. He's got something to play for, and they still have something to play for in terms of getting this team back on track. Listen, I know internally the thought process after Jordan Robert Thomas went down was to keep this team right around 500. If you can be a game or two above 500 when Thomas comes back, and, you know, he expects to be back before Christmas time, for those who are wondering, then they feel like maybe they're going to be in good position to potentially get this thing together and really compete for a playoff spot and hang around and at least play meaningful games down the stretch. I think that's what you want if you're a Blues fan. You know, make the games matter as you get into late March and certainly into April. But you got to win your games at home, and you can't get pounded at home. Boston's coming to town on Tuesday, Tom. They lost last night in overtime. I think they had 16 shots on goal in that game. They're an average team right now. They're fighting it. There's a lot of rumors and a lot of rumblings surrounding that team in regards to their head coach and some other issues. You know, he's had, you know, some battles on the bench with some of their star players. So to me, that's a winnable game on Tuesday. If they can go 3-2 on this homestand, at least they'll be feeling somewhat confident when they hit the road back again.
Yeah, I hear you. If they could just get through that first minute. I mean, when Utah scored in the first 20 seconds or whatever, and last night Washington scores just about a minute into the game, it just takes all the air out of the building, you know?
It does. And, well, that's what happened in the Ottawa game, too. And I hate to keep going back to that game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think they scored on the first shot of the game in that one. Utah scores on the first shot of the game, both of those against Joel Hofer. You look at last night. And listen, I got to be honest with you. Binnington, as great as he's been all season, he was not very good last night. And it's not just because they let in 8 goals. The team did hang him out to dry, and they weren't very good in front of him. The effort, it's just not at the NHL level in terms of what you expect from these guys in the third period. But, you know, you look at the Chychrun goal, you know, that's probably a shot that he wants to have back. I mean, there were some goals early in the game that, you know, you don't typically see scored on Jordan Binnington, specifically from distance. He's able to track the puck as well as anybody in the league. So, again, that's one of those maybe you throw out the window. But then the team just completely, you know, hung him out to dry. And the Blues had plenty of chances in the second period. I mean, you look at Bolduc, who hasn't scored a goal this season yet. He's a former first-round pick. They need this guy to get going. He has a breakaway in the game. He doesn't score. Brandon Saad hasn't scored in like 10 or 11 games. He had a grade A chance. Braden Schenn, the captain of the team, hasn't scored since the second game of the season, Tom, in San Jose. He gets a grade A chance every game, and he's just completely snake bit right now. So, and Buchnevich, you know, they slide him back to the wing yesterday, and I know so much has been made out of him playing center. Maybe you thought getting him back on the wing was going to help him, you know, get some confidence. He had a couple of assists in the game against Utah, some nice assists, and you thought maybe that would jumpstart his game offensively. he's got like one goal in the last 10 or 11, and that was an empty netter against Toronto. So you look at the players that you count on to put the puck in the net right now. You know, Texier, who comes over, and they expected big things from him. He's a healthy scratch last night. So you hope to get guys like Matthew Joseph back. You got Kapanen back. And I know that doesn't excite the fans a ton, but these are NHL players who can skate at the NHL level. They bring some speed. They bring a role to the lineup. You get these guys back, it's certainly going to help. But they've got too many players right now who are not, you know, executing or, you know, accomplishing much offensively. And you need these guys to score and chip in.
No, you're absolutely right. And I will end with a positive here. The Blues' best player, well, this isn't positive. Their best player, I think, this season has been Philip Broberg, but now he's injured. But I am impressed with the scoring of Jordan Kyrou. And for that matter, he not only leads the team in goals, Andy, but he leads them in assists as well. And I know that he had that first great game. But if he can score at a consistent level, that's great in his personal development.
Yeah, and not just that, but he's been a plus player all season. Now, he was plus +2 coming into last night's game. I didn't even look to see what his plus -minus was. I mean, it could be scary, Tom. You might have to tell me what his plus -minus was in last night's game. So maybe he's at an even if he was -1.
He was -1.
Yeah, -1. Because yeah. I don't think they had a forward that was more than -2 last night. They had some defensemen. I think Suter was -3. I want to say P.O. Joseph was -4 in the game, but and somehow Perunovic and Kessel. It's always interesting, Tom, when you get blown out. You get the one or two players that are plus in the game, you know? Perunovic and Kessel end up being on the plus side yesterday. But Kyrou, listen, he can score. He's dynamic. He's had some bad luck. He turned the puck over again last night, Tom, and the puck ended up in the back of the net. You look at the turnover. I thought that was an inexcusable one against Utah. You listen, all you had to do is get the puck in deeper, hang on to it. And as they say in football, live to see another down, and maybe you can get a point and see what happens in overtime. I don't blame him on the turnover against Philadelphia a few games ago. That puck just jumped on him. That happens. That was a hell of a defensive play by the defender for Washington yesterday, who was able to strip the puck from him. I apologize. The name escapes me. He did it. But they went down and scored, so he's getting some bad luck there. But Drew Bannister has said recently that he loves Jordan Kyrou's team game, and that's something that he's been working hard at. So you like seeing that. You know that he's so skilled, the offensive numbers will be there.
Andy Strickland, you always do a wonderful job, not only in the radio with us and around town, but on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, and we appreciate you. Thanks for everything and future endeavors on the Blues broadcast. We look forward to it.
All right, Tom. You know, I appreciate it, man. Always a pleasure to be back on KMOX.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Always great to have Andy Strickland on the station. We will take a quick break, come back, sports on a Sunday morning after the 11 o'clock news right here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.